Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would maintain sanctions against Russia imposed by the Obama administration, but would consider lifting them if Russia cooperates on matters of common interest. Washington initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. And then on December 29th, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from the U.S. and imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Monitors are saying that Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on a government-held area, the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 30. The divided city of 200,000 residents is about halfway between Raqqa and the Iraqi border and has been under siege by extremist fighters for nearly 2 years. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 6-year-long civil war in Syria, but they say they are planning the meeting later on this month in Kazakhstan. Opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to that meeting.
America, o zaman Daesh'i de davet etsin. Önce biz Amerika'yı davet etme konusunda hemfikir.
Hours before the HNC's announcement, Turkey's foreign minister said U.S. officials will be invited to the talks, though Russia has yet to acknowledge publicly its backing for the invitation to U.S. officials. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Russia has invited the Trump administration. This is VOA News.